Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome again to Meditation Moments. Here's our wonderful scripture for today. You find it in John, 1 John, the first chapter. That which we have seen and we heard, we declare unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Now, I want to read that again. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth's not in us. And here's our wonderful verse for today. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I found a little clipping in my scrapbook that fits the thought for today. It's by Robert Burdett, and it says, "There are two golden days in the week about which I never worry, two carefree days kept sacredly free from fear and apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, yesterday with its cares and frets, its pains and aches, its faults, mistakes, and blunders. But it has passed forever beyond my recall. I cannot undo a single act. I cannot unsay a word that I said. All that yesterday holds of wrong or right, regret or sorrow, is in the hands of God, God of mighty love. But thank God, he brings honey out of the rock, and he can bring sweet waters out of the bitterest desert. Weeping into laughter he can turn. He can give beauty for ashes, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, the joy of mourning for the woe of the night. Save for the beautiful memories that linger sweet and tender. So yesterday is gone. I have nothing to do with yesterday. It was mine, but now it's in God's hands." Oh, how true. Life's yesterdays have passed forever beyond our reach. God has them in his keeping. Leave them there. Susan Coolidge writes this: "Yesterday is now a part of forever, bound up in a sheaf which God holds tight, with glad days and sad days and bad days which never shall visit us more with their bloom or their blight, their fullness of sunshine or sorrowful night." Yet, oh, how many claim they're trusting God, but they worry about their yesterdays, the blots and stains on the pages of the past, never rejoice in the forgiveness of God, and that he has said he has blotted them out, blotted out all their sin. If you're a child of God and you came to him repentant, confessing and asking forgiveness, how can you go picking around in the dead past, which has been covered with the sacrifice of Calvary? And he said of your past, "I will remember them, your sins, against you no more." Oh, how wonderful. God doesn't even remember them. Then why should you, much less worrying about them so? Oh, how the devil loves to accuse the saints of God about their yesterdays, because he wants to keep them under condemnation. For God's word says, God's word assures us, "There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." Though your sins be as scarlet, God's word said, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as the wool. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. They were all washed away down the cross where the Savior died. And what a tragedy then to carry around a load of yesterdays and grieve over our yesterdays when God has wiped it all out and forgotten our sins. One such writes beautifully, but I cannot agree. He says, "If I could only find the road to yesterday, I'd ease my heart of many a load that burdens me today. Recall the words so harsh, unkind, kiss clean the stabs I made when blind. Plant love for hate, if I could only find the road to yesterday. I'd write the page with cleaner pen and wipe out yesterday's. Repent and turn and walk again the road to yesterday. With wiser heart I would retrace the stains of sin and wrong efface. My tortured soul seeks means of grace to relive yesterday." But who wants to relive yesterday when God's given us a wonderful today and promised so much for every day and the days to come? And we couldn't wipe out the stain of yesterday, as this beautiful poem says. This isn't God's way. We can't relive yesterday. The cross of Christ with outstretched arms stands blocking the path to yesterday. And because of the penalty paid for your sins on Calvary there, the apostle says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You're to forget the things that are behind. Forget them. Press on toward the mark for the prize. You can't make the sands in the hourglass run backwards. And if you had all the wealth of the world, you couldn't buy an outworn month or a second-hand hour. There's no redemptive price for these. But there is redemption for you. He has redeemed you, and you're clean from all that past. What a pity that you should carry the burden of yesterday's when he's paid such a price to lift that burden and set you free. But you must, of course, be truly repentant, confessing your sin to him and yield your life fully into his hands. He paid it all. With one stroke of his nail-pierced hand, he will wipe out your yesterdays and that awful burden of guilt. It was his love for me that nailed him to the tree, to die in agony for all my sin, for my own guilt and blame. The great Redeemer came, willing to bear my shame of all my sin. Oh, what a Savior is mine. In him God's mercies combine. His love can never, never decline. And he is mine. To Calvary's hill one day, the Lord was led away. None else the price could pay for all my sin. Was ever love so strong? Was ever crime so wrong when Jesus suffered long for all my sin? He saw my greatest need. Then he became my friend indeed. Through him, oh, I have been freed. I have been freed of all my sin. I received a letter this week from one who's going mad over remorse for her yesterdays. In this thing, she makes the cross of Christ of none effect. Some years ago, my youngest son, David, was riding on a bus en route to a meeting where he was to sing. He was studying the words of a song. Sitting beside him was a Jewish man who evidently had been reading the words also. The song was called My Yesterday. Suddenly this man leaned closer and a voice choked with emotion. He said, "That's it. My yesterdays. It's my yesterdays that drove me mad. My yesterdays." He had gone into the Patton Asylum unmanned by these thoughts, benumbed with remorse, weakened with self-contempt. My son talked to him there on the bus of Christ's forgiveness and his cleansing power. And when they came to their destination, the man asked eagerly, "Can I please go to this meeting with you? I have on just working clothes. I know they wouldn't mind. I want so much to be rid of my yesterdays." That night he wept openly as David sang in that meeting, My Yesterdays. And that man gave his heart to God, confessing Jesus Christ as his Savior. And Christ lifted that load, forgave the yesterdays, cleansed his heart, and giving him a freedom he had never known. I often saw him after that. He came to visit me, and he could never get through talking about how God rid him of the torment of his evil yesterdays. And he would repeat some of the words, "My yesterdays so filled with guilt and shame. My yesterdays are gone. Oh, praise his name." My friend, I wonder, is there anything more wonderful than the miracle of forgiveness? More glorious than that feeling of being clean through the blood of Calvary? It's for you. All these promises are for you. Take them personally. Claim them. A great price was paid for every promise, and your loving Heavenly Father wants you to have all that he's promised. Remember, he can't fail his word. He's God. He's true, unchanging truth. All power he has to back up every promise in the word, which he assures you in this verse. He hath never failed in one of all his good promises. Hold on. Believe God. He has said it. Will he not also do it? Remember, God's on the throne, and prayer changes things.